On the show today, we have Trailhead Credit Union CEO Jim McCarthy talking about why they blocked debit card usage at Walmart. Hey, you guys are up to some making some news here lately, talking about your blocked debit card usage at Walmart. My gosh, I mean, I nearly fell out of my chair when I saw this, so I had to like, let's get Jim on the show and find out what's going on. So why did you guys, let's kind of start from the beginning here. You guys blocked debit card usage from Walmarts in California and Arizona. Am I correct with that?
You are correct.
Okay, now why did you guys do this? What's going on here?
Well, is when the week that we did it, we came in. It was on a Monday. We came in. We're based out of Portland, Oregon, so we don't have a lot of members down in Arizona or California. You know, we have some retirees and people traveling and stuff.
Right.
But we came in and instantly on our reports, we noticed we had about between 50 and 60 frauds that had happened over the weekend.
Wow.
And they're all between $40 and $60. Mm-hmm. And they all happened, we found out, they all happened to be at Walmarts in Arizona and California.
Whoa, okay. Well, that's a little scary. I mean, those $40 and $50, they add up, you know? I mean, that's the scary thing. They don't look like much individually, but man, stack them up, that's big money there. So how did it impact your business at all? Or what? How did that happen? I mean, were people angry, or were there pitchforks and torches and things like that? What happened?
Well, what we did, I mean, we just didn't block them willy-nilly. We pulled the senior team together. We discussed what was going on and what we thought the best practices would be. Got a hold of our processor, and they were able to block those certain stores in those certain states. Okay. You know, put stuff on our website. We took care of the call center and things like that. Mm-hmm. We did not have a single member complaint.
Wow.
But we got phone calls,
yeah.
But once they found out the reason why we did it, they were grateful.
Totally understandable,
So all of the cards that were compromised, of course, we reissued, and they're all happy.
Okay. And so has the, for lack of a better term, the blockade, has that been lifted on California and Arizona Walmarts so far, or is it still in effect, or what's
the status? Yeah, it's still in effect right now until we can make sure, you know, what caused all this.
Yeah, yeah.
But why was that happening? So it's still being researched and by people outside of here, and as soon as we feel comfortable with it, yes, of course, we'll turn it back on.
So what steps did you guys take to accomplish this task?
Yeah, we've done this before. We blocked local 7-Elevens, the ATMs there, because we were seeing a lot of fraud occurring there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of skimming going on and stuff. So we put together a process, worked through our card vendor to be able to target those and just shut those off.
Okay.
So when we came to the Walmart one, we already had a process in place. So from the time we started till the time we'd made the decision, they were blocked, were just a few hours.
Okay. So this is my ignorance talking here, but is this a common occurrence for credit unions nationwide, or is it pretty much an anomaly every now and then type of thing?
Fraud is definitely increasing.
Oh, yeah.
But for this sort of scope of things, it's an anomaly.
Okay.
I mean, we've only done it, you know, a couple times, but we wanted to stop it before it avalanched.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally makes sense, which is kind of leading my next question just off of the top of my head. Could this be a rising trend with credit unions and even banks, you know, any type of financial institution going, hey, you know what, there's some scary stuff going on at this retailer, let's block it. I mean, I could see that starting to happen since fraud is so prevalent now.
Yes. And it makes sense. It's for the safety of the credit union and the safety of the members.
Totally, totally.
It's, you don't have to turn it off permanently. You know, you turn it off until you feel things are back under control, and then turn it back on.
Okay. Well, I mean, it totally makes sense. And I mean, now that we kind of dive into it and see get to the bottom of it, so to speak, it's such a proactive part on your part to like protect your members. And so I think their gratefulness kind of was showed through in the calls and the responses and stuff that you got. Cause initially I'm thinking, oh my gosh, the members must have been up in arms about this type of thing. Like, oh no. But then they're like, it's quite the opposite, which is really cool.
Yeah. They were thankful we were watching out for their well-being.
Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, kind of wrap up here, because I know you got a busy day ahead of you, and but any advice for other credit unions out there who may be looking to do the same since fraud, I mean, since this might be a trend now, but any advice for credit unions out there looking to do this maybe the same thing to protect their members?
Put together a plan so you have it in place. You may never have to use it.
Right, right.
Know who you need to talk to at your card processor. And you know, you need to call centers and websites and just have everything all set up ready to go in a procedure. Mm-hmm. So when hopefully it doesn't happen, but if it does happen, you're ready to go and you can move quick on it. Okay. Because the faster you move, the less fraudulent transactions mm-hmm. are going to be coming through.
Yeah, that's the kind of the mantra today, man. You got to move fast, or else you're gonna, like you said earlier, it's gonna be an avalanche before you know it. So
yeah,
really cool, and it's great to have a plan. I think everybody has a crisis type plan or whatever. This kind of goes into that folder as well, I would think. So
yeah,
something new on the to-do list.
Yes.
All right, all right.
There always is something new,
isn't it? I mean, gosh, very very exciting times on both sides of the sword these days. So. Okay. Yeah, so, okay, very cool. Well, Jim, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule for a quick little update here. This is really, thank goodness you guys were, Johnny on the spot, so to speak, and took care of it and getting to the bottom of it and helping your members out. So it's really a really good message out there.
Well, thank you very much. It's been great talking to you.
You're welcome. Yeah, anytime, Jim, anytime. Let's talk on better terms next time.
you got it. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.